Good morning, Holy God. We thank you that you are our Father. We thank you that you have given us the ability to be your sons, the privilege of being your sons, and that we have everything that belongs to you. That this day, everything in creation belongs to us, because it belongs to you and you have given us all things. So Lord, we take authority over everything that you have set before us. We take dominion over it by faith, over everything in our pathway that would try to say, oh, that's too great for us. We're not going to believe that lie. We're going to take possession of the land. Even as you led the Israelites into the promised land, Lord, they took possession wherever their feet would stand. That wherever they would walk, that would be the place that you gave them, Lord. Well, Lord, we take this world back for your kingdom. We take it back for the kingdom of righteousness in the earth, the kingdom of godliness, the kingdom of holiness, the kingdom of peace. We take that authority and we use it for the purposes that you have intended within us, to turn people's lives to you, Lord, to turn people's lives to the truth, to the understanding of who you are, Lord. What a great and wonderful God you are. Lord, we serve you with all of our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Not because we have a religious duty to do so, but because we love doing so, Lord. We love being your sons. We love having the interest of the living God in our lives, the interest and care of all the things that happen in our lives. You know us so well that you have every one of the hairs of our head numbered. And at every given time, Lord, we're always losing hair and we're always growing hair. And you know at every given second how many hairs are on our head. That's how intimately you know us, Lord. So, Father, we thank you that you are invested in our lives. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's name that today we would be invested in serving you, in doing your will, and following you, to lead others to you, Lord, to show others the way, to be a living example to other people of what Christ is really like, of what your kingdom is really like. Lord, we loose the power of the blood of Jesus Christ over every one of us, that the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony would be what others would see, and that it would also give us victory. In everything that we set our hands to do, we would be victorious. We would be more than conquerors according to your word, even as we claim your word that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. We don't conquer in our own strength, we conquer through you, Lord. So, Lord, we depend and put our trust upon you. We turn our attention to the heavenly things. We focus upon what heaven has to say to us today, Lord. And, Father, we look to you as the author and finisher of our faith. Not the one that just started the work, but the one that's completing the work in our lives. You're opening doors where no man can shut and shutting doors where no man can open. That is your work, Lord. And Lord, we walk in the fruit of it in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We put our lives in your trust and in your hands. And we want to fellowship with you throughout the day. We want to walk with you even as Enoch walked and was taken out of this earth. Even as Moses walked with you. And you gave him all the understanding that you gave him of what your tabernacle would be like. And that tabernacle was a foreshadow of you, Lord. He saw it way back 4,000 years before you were ever on the earth, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you're able to cause us to walk with you. We thank you that you walked with Noah, Lord, and that Noah was able to save his house. And Lord, we loose the power to save our house and to save whoever we come in contact with, to loose unto them the kingdom of the living God. So, Father, we thank you for that privilege. We thank you for that honor. And we thank you, Father, for the blessing that that will hold for us in eternity. Father, we thank you for today. We've dedicated to you. We dedicate all things to you according to your will, according to your power, according to your life that dwells within us. We ask, Lord, for liberty to serve you in all things. And Father, we thank you for the power to walk out your will. And we ask in Jesus Christ's name for that power to be mightily at work within our members, to do righteousness, godliness, and holiness, and purity in all things, in our communications and in our words, and in everything that we do, that we would just do it unto you, Lord, and be led by your Spirit. We ask it all in the holy and mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let it be. Amen.